Hello, this is Steve Barish calling. I just wanted to say hello to everybody and let everybody know that I haven't been feeling very well. I had a very bad automobile accident. Somebody hit me at 45 miles an hour, broadsided me. But thank God it was on the other side of the car. Nobody was in the car but me, and I'm starting to feel better. So I decided to do the show tonight rather than to have the old shows, which are fantastic anyhow. But thought I'd call you and just talk to you and let you know how things are. I'm getting better, and my abilities are very strong, and they have always been strong. So thank God that God's with me, and we're going to have a great show. I wanted to talk about love and compassion tonight, if I can. It's very important to me. It's a part of my life that is filled with God's love, and it's really important that I put it out there as much as I possibly can. And what I wanted to tell you was, in the beginning, when I started doing massage, I was talking straight to God. He was telling me what to do and how to do it, how many strokes to do, where the problems were, and I could see in the body and actually take it to a point of really, really balance. And it was wonderful for me to do that. And I built a practice in a year. I went from nothing to 30 massages a week, which was really a lot of fun to do. And I was with Fred Bell, Dr. Fred Bell, for a number of years, and we had a wonderful relationship. We talked about drag racing, we talked about energy, we talked about everything, actually. And I miss him very much. He was a great friend, and his daughter now has taken over his Young Living, his practice. And she's doing a great job, and she comes on my show, so I might have her on next week, and we'll discuss either necklaces and even more of his things. But right now, I really wanted to talk about where I'm at and where I'm going, and hopefully you'll join me, and we'll have a lot of fun together. What I did basically is that in my life, I've been given different signs and different kinds of things to do with my own energy. And one of the things I was doing was I was working with a client one night, and what happened is that somebody lit up a cell in my wrist. And they said, come. And I was allowed to go into the cell. I went actually into the center of the cell. It took me a couple minutes to get there, actually. And I went through a wormhole, and I got to the center of the cell. And in the center of the cell was a complete universe. And what I mean to tell you, it was big. It was gigantic. It was something that was so beautiful. I couldn't fathom it at the time, because I saw the entire universe in this one cell. It was a way of showing me the cell. It was a way of showing me a lot of humility, because this one cell dies and is replaced by another cell, which in the entire universe is in this cell. How I did it, I don't know. I just did it, and it was absolutely gorgeous. Things started to happen for me, and in a very big way, even more so than before. So there's a lot to discuss in terms of energy. And the energy that I saw in this cell was pure love. It was absolutely pure love. There was a sense of joy. There was a sense of being. There was a sense of love like I've never known before. It was quiet. There wasn't any noise. All there was this beautiful cell that was lit up with the entire universe. I've never had a feeling like that before, and the feeling was euphoria. It was absolutely amazing, and to this day, I remember it like it was yesterday. I've had other feelings. I've had other kinds of respect in terms of seeing things, and all of it is love. It's there. It's absolutely there. If you have any difficulty about thinking about love, or you have a difficulty about not being compassionate in your life, please try to be more compassionate with your fellow man, your husband, your wife, your children, whoever you are. Use all the compassion that you have, because the amount of compassion that we can put out is absolutely, positively, the greatest feeling of all time. There is so much love there that there's no reason why we can't do that all the time. So the feeling of agreements with your own self, what I've learned so far is that if you say something, mean it, and if you mean it, do it. It's very important. The way to open up yourself, the way to guarantee that you'll have more love, is to be very truthful and be honest within yourself, and just do it. Just be there. Just be. It's so important. Love can be done in so many different ways. It can be done in great strengths. It can be done in small strengths. It doesn't matter. The most important thing to do is to love. The most important thing to do is feel compassion from your own heart. Your mind can fool you. Your heart cannot fool you. God resides in the heart. He resides in the body, but he does not reside in the head, I'm sorry to say. I've felt him. I know where he resides. He talks to me all the time, and it's a wonderful feeling knowing that he's with me, even when I'm massaging, even when I'm not massaging. But he feels me, and I feel him. And I'm so lucky to tell you that everything I'm saying, I've learned through him. There's no difficulty in terms of my being. And my being is very forthright in terms of love, in terms of compassion, in terms of using his wonderful ability that he has given me. And I use that strength to help everybody that I possibly can. In my massage work, I can see angels, I can see past lives, I can see forward lives, I can see everything that you can think of. Is absolutely amazing. There's no restriction. The only restriction we have is what we put on ourselves. And love is absolutely there. Compassion, be compassionate with everything that you see, even a leaf, even an animal. Just be compassionate. There's so much love that is just incredible. What I do in the springtime, this is really interesting, and it might help you a lot, is go walk by a tree with buds, you know, the buds that are on the trees. And when you come to a tree that has a lot of buds, or even if not a lot of buds, pick the bud that's closest to you and touch it very gently. And what happens is the pure white light that comes from you, that comes from heaven, goes into the tree, and the buds start lighting up, and it's just absolutely amazing. There's almost a song that comes with it. There's a sense of joy. There's a sense of progression and the ability to be able to feel all of this. It's just absolutely amazing when you have this compassion and love, and everybody has it. It's not something that I have that you don't have. We have all these feelings. It's just absolutely amazing. And it's something, please, if you try to get a hold of it. Try to feel what I'm feeling. Try to feel yourself. Try to feel the understanding that love is abound, and use it well. The strengths that we have and the love that we have that we can pick up and gain and just show it. It's just wonderful. you know, there's just such a thing as humility. And with the things that I've seen in my life, it just makes it even more humble and makes you much more humble in terms of who you are. Because who you are is what I am. And that's an old saying that I got years ago, maybe about 20 years ago. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. It's another I am phrase that I picked up from heaven. And I have a book that I would love to put out. I just need to help. I need to find somebody to help me to do it. So it's really wonderful. I met Dr. Fred in Toronto. Dr. Fred was an amazing man. I went to his show, and the show itself was really amazing. A very compassionate, very loving man. I watched the show, and he had about 500 to 700 people at his show. And what happened was, when he got finished, he walked out into the audience and was coming up my aisle. And out of nowhere, he said to me, "This necklace would do you a tremendous amount of good." And out of everybody, he just walked up to me. And we had a friendship ever since. That was like maybe about 15 years ago. And I bought a silver necklace. And the amazing part of it is that when I had the silver necklace, I was given a sapphire, a blue sapphire, which I wore for 8 years. I know people like to change necklaces, and they like to change them every 6 months or whatever the case may be, but I wore this for 8 years. And right after that, I was talking to Dr. Bell, and he said, "Well, I think it's time that you trade that for a gold necklace, a pavé, and get yourself a diamond." And so I got diamond pavés. I got the 18-karat gold necklace, and I got the pavé, and I got the diamond in it. And it was just really wonderful. It just took me right off the planet. But the necklace itself, talk about compassion. The necklace was very, very compassionate. You become the necklace. The necklace is something that is unbelievable in terms of helping. I remember the first time I wore it, I talked to Dr. Fred on the phone. He gave me his private number, and I was calling him 3-4 times a day and telling him the progression that was happening with the necklace. Within the first week, I had black pouring out of my back, and I said to Fred, "What's going on here?" And it was all the x-rays that I had ever had were pouring out of my back from the necklace. So I was absolutely amazed with that. In my massage work, while I was wearing the necklace, excuse me, I'm just clearing my throat, I was using this necklace at work. But the amazing thing is that the voice was so amazing. I remember working with it. It was just absolutely, it was compassionate beyond my means. And I learned an awful lot of how to use compassion and how to be compassionate. And I was doing shows, maybe about 5 years, and then I hooked up with Fred, and then we started doing shows, I think, for another 4 or 5 years. And until his passing, and we had a wonderful time. We did an awful lot of work together, experimental work. We were doing all kinds of wonderful things. And so I was so pleased to be with him. He invited me out to California, and we were doing all kinds of metaphorical work that was just beautiful. At the time, about 10 years ago, I was out in California, and we were staying at a motel, and I was never in California before, and it was so beautiful. But what happened was, when we did the show, and I've been able to do this ever since, I can bring down light from heaven in a 4-foot radius. And what happens is that it lights up the whole area. So I brought down three rays of light, pure white light from heaven, into this room. There were about 60 people there, so we had 15 per light. And it was just absolutely amazing. People were crying. It was just so beautiful to do this work. It was so compassionate. And Fred told me, I wasn't watching very carefully, but Fred was telling me that people were coming off the ground. And it was just a wonderful feeling knowing that, that happened. But the biggest thing is the compassion. What I do is that I turn my body, my soul, my mind, everything over to God. Whatever he wants, that's what I do. If he tells me to do 5 strokes during a massage, I won't do 4, I won't do 6, I won't do 10. I do 5 strokes at that particular time on the body, wherever it may be. Everything is totally compassionate and done with love. So it's really a lot of fun. I was doing the same thing with necklaces. I was doing the same thing with all my life. If I would go to somebody's house and we were having a party, and that's a funny thing. People would surround me, and I wouldn't say anything, and they were asking me to do wonderful things, and I did it, and it's just really great. I remember doing things. We did a meditation one time, and there was a woman there who had, I think, about 15 different kinds of tumors in her bosom area, in one bosom. And through the meditation and through God, they were gone. They just dissipated right away. And I laughed, and she said, "What are you laughing about?" And I said, "Well, I told her the story. She went to her doctor, and they were gone." But I don't want to talk too much about that because I think I can get myself in trouble, so I don't want to do that. The thought of using love and using compassion over the air, it's really, really wonderful to do. There's a lot of fun with it. There's nothing difficult about it. You know, it's really amazing how it works. We had an audience of about 500 people, and I put them in a meditative state and cleared out most of all the people that were there. They were perfectly balanced. The chakras and the auras, they were just amazing how fast things could clear from 500 people. And if you can do 500, you can do 1,000,000, or you can do 500,000, or you can do whatever you want to do. I've done radio programs where we would have all these people, and I would do a meditation, and I could feel them, their chakras realigning. I could feel everything happening with them. It's not hard to do. All you need to do is just believe. And the belief itself will cause a cure and beautiful thought for people. And it was so much fun to do. If anybody has a question, please don't hesitate to call. I think we could have a lot of fun on the air, and I think that we could do a lot of good work right over the air. So please don't hesitate to call. Let's do, and we'll have a lot of fun. If not, then please listen to this and see where it goes. I think you'll really enjoy it. I think you'll really have a good time with it. The compassion that I'm talking about is pure love and pure thought and pure, it's just pure. And the idea of it is to use all this love that you possibly can achieve, and it's so simple to do. Again, it's not difficult. Everybody has it. All you need to do is to show it and do it and not be afraid of it. It's just amazing the amount of power that we have just by putting out all this love. It's just absolutely amazing that things will happen for us as long as we do it with God's care. And I do nothing without God's care. Everything is done with Him. The idea of it is get out of your own way and just be and allow the energy to come through. I've done this for a lot of years, and I'm starting to realize even more that God is with us all the time. He's not with us a little bit of time. He's with us all the time. I do believe in Moses. I do believe in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I've seen Jesus. I've seen Mother Mary. Mother Mary has come into my room several times and healed people right in the room. It's really amazing, and it's a wonderful feeling knowing that these people can actually show up. I've seen Moses an awful lot. I've seen Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But the biggest thing that I do is knowing that it's coming from God and going through me, and I can help people as long as I can. So the idea of it is compassion. Be compassionate with your children. Be compassionate with everybody who you know who you love, and just be. Learn to be with all this love and all this energy, and allow yourself to be gloriously in love with heaven. Just allow it to be. Allow all the energy that you possibly can just to go through you, and allow it just to be. It's so amazing what you can do with all this loving energy. And compassion itself, it's just absolutely amazing. Carlos Santana, one of the most gifted people on the planet, we used to share a lot of energy together. And we've done a lot of good work as far as I know, but he's an amazing man. He's an amazing musician, and one of the best people I've never met him. I've only shared energy with him, so it's not something that I've seen. It's not something I've shook his hand with, but we share energy, or we did share energy, and that energy. It seems to be very positive and very powerful. So these things happen. They can happen to everybody if everybody would just take a moment to allow yourself to feel your own feelings, allow yourself to understand who you are. It's just absolutely amazing and astounding that we have the power of being whatever we want to be with God's help. And it's really wonderful to use. If you have any need for me, please call me right over the air. Let's have a lot of fun tonight. If you decide to call me, let's see what kind of work we can do to help you out as much as we can. What I'd like to do, if possible, I'm going to do a meditation on the air for the people that are listening. And let's see what happens. I think it'll be very, very interesting. What I need you to do is just sit down and relax. Take all the energy that you have and just let it center. Let it be there for you. Just allow yourself to be. Shut your eyes and allow everything to happen in a positively good way. So what we're going to do is allow the energy to flow through me, and we will send that energy over to you and allow you to be with that energy. Now, this energy is going to be coming from heaven. It's not actually my energy, but it's heaven's energy. And I hope that it will help you tremendously. I hope it will ground you. I hope it will get your chakras all balanced. So let's try it and see what happens. All right, if people are sit down, just taking a good breath. Just breathe it in. That's it. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to be. That's it. You should be able to feel that energy coming through. It should be a lot of light going into your third eye. You should be able to feel all that love. That's it. Allow yourself to be. Good. just sit down and relax. Just enjoy the energy going through you. That's wonderful. We're going to take time and do a 5-minute meditation. That's all we need. That's it. And I'm connecting with everybody that's out there that wants to be connected. That's it. Good. You should be able to feel that in your third eye. You should be able to feel that through your chakra system. That's it. It'll open up all the chakras that are not open. If you want that. If you don't want it, don't worry about it. That's it. Okay, if you would take a moment, please, and say, I breathe in the breath of God. I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. Allow that energy to flow through you. Good. Good. Keep your mind focused. You should be very, very focused right now. What we're going to do is ground you. Good. Good. Just let go. Allow yourself to be. Don't be afraid. This energy is from heaven. It's not from me. That's it. That's very good. I suspect that you can feel yourself grounding. Good. For people who want to take this a little further and go down to the center of the earth, if you look down, you go right past your feet. There's a beautiful hole that's opening up and will take you into top dead center, which means that your feet are open, your mind is open, and you're going down to the center of the earth. That's it. And you're going to expand. If you don't want to do this, if it feels a little uncomfortable, don't do it. You might not be ready, but if you're ready, please do. That's it. Wonderful. Wonderful. There's a lot of people out there that really want this. That's wonderful. I hope you're enjoying that. Very good. The people that are opening up are already down. No, we're not down yet. We're not down yet. Just let's take our times. That's it. Take a good deep breath. That's it. Allow that to open to you. Wonderful. How does that feel? How does that feel to you? It should be opening up right to the center of the earth. So you're connected from heaven, and you're going to the center of the earth. That'll really ground you and open you. You should feel very, very centered to the earth. You should feel very, very centered to yourself. That's it. Now we're going to come back up again. We're only going to take a 5-minute meditation. That's it. Coming back up again. Wonderful. That's it. You're in the center of your eye now, in your third eye. That's beautiful. I hope you enjoyed that. That's just a short little meditation. It really feels good. That's it. But anyhow, let's get back to compassion again. And to use it as well as we can, what we're going to do is I'm going to pass energy over to you. What I need you to do is hold your hand out straight. Okay? And what we're going to do is I'm going to take my hand and I'm going to send you the energy through your hand, no matter where you're at. If you're in Japan, if you're in Germany, if you're in Poland, wherever you are, you should be able to feel that energy from my hand going through your body. And the reason I'm showing you this is because people think that the aura is only about a foot away or 2 feet away, and that's not it. The aura is around the world. It's around the universe. It's around everything. If you look at it, you will see it and you'll feel it. So my hand is touching your hand right now. You should be able to feel that wonderful magnetism between my hand and your hand. I'm going to take it away now. But that's how things are working. The aura itself is quite big. It's really a good feeling to use. It's not something that I'm making up. This is actually the real McCoy. This is really does work, and it's a wonderful feeling to show you that we have that kind of energy to be able to pass that between myself and yourself. And it's very, very interesting how God protects it and God gives us the strength to be able to do that. Now, I'm not anybody special. I'm just a regular human being like anybody else. And we have the ability to be able to do that. And I think it's absolutely wonderful. So the feeling of knowing that we can do that kind of work, I'm here in Rochester, New York. It doesn't matter where you're at in the world because we're all connected to each other. There's no disconnection from us. The disconnection is only if you want to be disconnected, and then you can't be anyhow. So what we're doing is opening up and giving you a lot more compassion and a lot more love to be able to do whatever it is you want to do. I think it's really amazing that we have the power to be able to touch one another in a very special way that will allow us to have that kind of energy flow through our bodies and really be successful with it. I think it's absolutely amazing. So it's a lot of fun to use. It's something that we really need to try and something that I think that we could be healthy with. If you have any problems, this will clear it for you. It really does work. So if anybody's out there that would love to call in, please do. I think we can have a lot of fun. As I said, tonight it's your night. It's your night to be able to do all this. So I think it's really wonderful that we can do that. If you want to give me a call, I don't have an 800 number on hand. I wish I did. But this number is 1-530-413-4529, and the number that I'm reached on right now is 530-413-9537. So you'll be able to feel whatever it is that you want to feel, and if you want to connect with me, that's fine. Let's have some fun with this. I know that I've got some friends that are on the radio, and it would be a lot of fun to connect with them, but that's okay. We need to just allow ourselves to be and just allow ourselves to use all this wonderful love and all this compassion to help each other, to allow ourselves to express our own expressions and be healthy with it. I think that's a wonderful way of being, and it's really, really wonderful. I have some friends that are not feeling well, and I'm connecting with them now, and I think it's a wonderful feeling to do. If you have any friends that are not feeling well, connect with them. Connect with them and send them a lot of love and harmony and allow them to be. Allow the compassion to go through them and the love to go through them, and that'll help them tremendously. So it's fun for me. I mean, it's always been fun. There's a lot of energy out there that can be used and utilized properly, and just go with it. You know, just go and be friendly with it. Allow yourself to feel the compassion and love that's coming from you and going to a friend who's in need. I think it's really wonderful. So the idea of it is to be with yourself and with your friends and have a good time. That's what it's all about. It's just absolute love. And that's promising for everybody. The more love you give, the more love you receive. Don't think that doesn't happen. It's very, very positive. So when you do things with love, you get that back. You get it back 100 times. So use it to the best of your ability and just let it go. Let it soar. Fly with the eagles. Just allow yourself to have fun with it. Allow yourself to be. It's just an amazing way to be happy and to show your friends that this love is really real. And not only that, but it's real to you. If you have a problem, just breathe it in. I breathe in the breath of God. And allow that energy to cleanse you. I think it's really wonderful. I know that when I do my work and I see the angels come down and clear my clients or have the presence of the Almighty right above them, it's just really amazing the amount of energy that can be used to actually really heal yourself. And it's so much fun. So please do it. Please try. Don't be afraid of using the energy that God has given you. It's not difficult to do. It'll help you become more truthful with yourself. It'll help you become more truthful with everybody around you, including yourself. And that's really, really important to do. So it's wonderful working with you guys and knowing that you're really there. And, you know, if you want to... Hello?
Hello? Dominic from England.
Can I help you?
Yes, this is Dominic from England.
Hi, this is Steve.
Yes.
I remember you.
Yes. I've been listening to you every time you've been on since you've come back.
Yes. How are you doing?
I think fine. Yes. It's getting on with existence. Yes. And,
wonderful.
Yes,
tell everybody your name. I forget it, so please tell me your name.
Dominic.
Dominic, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How have you been, Dominic?
I've been generally fine, yes. I've just been continuing managing my stomach issues and intestines. You know, they've been a bit touchy over the years, and I'm getting on with them. And also,
okay.
I've got a cyst on my left eyelid.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that needs healing.
Well, let's do this. It's on your left eye?
Yes, eyelid.
All right. Hang in there, buddy. I'm going to come over. You should be able to feel that energy now.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Good. That's it. Just let the love touch you. That's it. Allow yourself to be. Let everything go. You should feel all that light around your body now.
Yes.
Good. Well, that's really amazing. It's really getting touched right now. How does that feel, Dominic?
Oh, gosh, it feels much better, yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. So what else have you been doing, buddy?
I suppose just very little, actually, but just getting on with various personal projects, with writing, etc. And it's been a rather extraordinary sort of couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been there since Dr. Fred passed on, and
yes,
sent signs of him somewhere in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And
you talked to his daughter, I presume.
Mm-hmm. But it's been rather an odd time. I can't really explain it very well.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of stress has been building up in the body, and time to get rid of it again.
Well, we're getting rid of the stress in your body now.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh. You should be able to feel that. It's pretty clear.
I'm very relieved, yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Ah, I'm so glad to hear from you.
Yes, I'm glad to be able to finally call in again. It's been quite a while.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So I think over the last year, a lot of energy clearing has taken place. You know, my whole mind and attitude has just become a lot more positive.
Wonderful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And it's very surprising. You know, I suppose that all this energy has been coming through in 2013. That's been very transformative.
Yes.
And I can't explain that either, but indeed it's something I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And just manifesting things in day-to-day life, it's just become a lot easier.
Well, let's do this. Did you do the meditation with me?
Yes, I was sitting through that and making sure that I did that, and afterwards I would phone up. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. What I'm going to do, hold your hand out straight like I'm going to shake it. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to pass the energy through you, and we're going to make your aura a lot bigger.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Yes, I'm having an extraordinary feeling. It's like somebody standing next to me.
Yeah. That's good. Your aura is really clearing an awful lot for you. It's even clearing more.
Mm-hmm. I feel like an angel wing. Curling around me.
Yes. Do you feel the wings around your body? Do you feel them enclosing around your body?
Yes, I could even see them.
Yeah, good. You know who that is? That's the Almighty.
Yeah.
You're being touched by the Almighty. That's his wings.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
I sort of had a vision, it was a lion head. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that comes sometimes before the Almighty will make sure everything's clear.
Yeah, fantastic.
You're pretty advanced, so you're able to take that. That's not a problem.
Yeah. it's wonderful to be able to get to have these experiences, normal day-to-day things.
Yes. I'm going to take my hand away. Good. Boy, do you feel better.
I do.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's a lovely light feeling in the head at the moment.
Yeah. That's wonderful. That's really, really wonderful. You still wearing the necklace?
I am indeed. I have it on 24 hours a day, apart from the 10 minutes I dip it in the sink.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I still have my old gold receptor.
Yeah.
It's not the new style. The new style's been out for a few years, but when I talked to Fred, you know, he said, don't worry about it. It's still doing very well. So I still have it, and it feels wonderful.
Yeah, so my nuclear set is the old silver, and I still have an upgraded mine, but I might one day have the money.
But you know, it's really amazing. Yeah, so it's amazing how these things really work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That feels so much better. You feel so much better.
I do. Just a lovely, incredible moment in time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing how energy just connects around the world. There's no disconnect. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm. Continuously, it feels.
Yeah. Feels really good.
Wow.
So everything's good with you?
Just sort of floating along in a very happy way.
Are you doing anything differently these days? Is something happening for you that's making you feel a lot better besides me?
I think it's this kind of energy, and you know, I have these various little creative projects, and I'm sort of able to just come up with ideas a lot more suddenly.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. You know,
wonderful.
It's kind of very interesting, just sort of getting in connection with all those sort of things one wants to do, and suddenly realizing they're manifesting. And you know, years ago, that wouldn't have been normal. You know, I just have all these kinds of blocks around me and prison walls in the mind.
Yes.
They just sort of
you feel much freer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm very kind of optimistic about things that happen.
Mm-hmm. What's going over in England? Anything interesting?
No, we were having kind of... It's just been very warm. We had a heat wave in the last couple of weeks, and that was a bit of a struggle, but I've managed to get through it.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, it's been lovely to talk to you, and I'll let you go now.
Thank you so much.
Well,
take care. Teach
you a good time.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So anyhow, he's been, Dominic's a great guy. He's been connected with me for years and years, and it's just wonderful hearing his voice again. He's quite a guy. He's quite a guy. He's really nice. I've got a lot of energy friends, and one that I have had on the radio a lot is Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and she was here in Rochester, maybe about 10 years ago. And we were at the Mormon home of Joseph Smith. And across the street from his home was a piece of property called, I believe, if I'm correct, I could be wrong, but it's a very spiritual, high spiritual place. And I took my teacher there one time, and we were Sacred Groves, is what it was called. And Valerie and I were there with a friend, and we had people appear right in front of us. She was sitting there talking to these two men. They were dressed in black, and they had gold hair, very beautiful people. And they actually talked to her, and then they looked at me and disappeared. So we knew we were talking to angels, and they were there. Valerie knew about it. She was talking to them for about 20 minutes. We thought it was only about 2 minutes, but it was actually 20 minutes. And we had such a wonderful feeling at Sacred Groves. We knew the angels were there. We saw them, and they disappeared. And this is right close to Rochester, New York. So the feelings that we've had, Valerie is a fantastic healer. She is a lovely human being, and she has a radio show. I don't know what time it is. I haven't talked to her on her radio show yet, but she's a wonderful human being. And if you could find out what time she comes on and what day she comes on, I think you could have a lot of fun with her. She's an amazing woman with amazing gifts, and she lives, I think, very close to in Arizona. I forget the name of the town. Very, very high energy. I forget it. It's in the Sacred Mountains somewhere along the way. But she's really good, and she's very pleasant to be with. So you might want to listen to her and get good feelings from her, because she's a very compassionate, very loving human being. And we make a good connection together. She was here for about 10 days, and we had a wonderful time together. We just did an awful lot of stuff together. And I'd love to be on her show some point now. Maybe I'll do that one of these days. I'll give her a call and be on her radio show. But anyhow, I hope that you understand the amount of energy that it takes just to do what we're doing. It takes nothing. It just takes love. It just takes compassion and warmth. Think of your children. Think of your wife. Think of your husband. Do things that are sacred for you. Make your life sacred. Make your life holy. Make your life count. Because every time we do something to help somebody else, we're helping ourselves at the same time. So the feelings are really great. Feelings are really lovely. And it's really, really good to do. And that would be really, really wonderful for you to do. But I'm having a good time just being on the radio show. I know I've talked to a couple people that have been very nice, and they're both, well, one is into energy, nice young lady, and the other one, Sally, she's coming along, and I think it's really nice that they've made a connection with me, and it feels good to know that Chantel, she's an amazing young lady. She's about 40 years old, and she is she's very connected to heaven, and it's just wonderful seeing the growth and wonderful feelings that she's having. She's like a kid, and so Sally. We went out for, I think it was last Sunday. I think it was last Sunday. And we went out for ice cream, and you should see the three of us. We were like kids having ice cream, so it was a lot of fun. And I could plug the place where we ate. It was famous. It was really, really a good place to go. But anyhow, to make things a little better, please understand that we love each other very, very much in terms of energy. The more love you put out, the more love is understood. And it's really a wonderful feeling. It's great to know that people are out there that want to make a connection, that want to make a difference on the planet. And I think it's really, really wonderful that when you do make a difference, you're making a difference from heaven. You're making a difference. What's good for you, and what is good for your friends, and what is good for everything around you. Mm-hmm. So the feelings are mutual. The feelings are really good. And it's really, really wonderful. So meeting these lovely people is really fantastic. And so what we're doing is that you're making a connection with somebody, and you're putting genuine love out there. And the genuine love is felt. I mean, it's not something that you're doing that is not doing, you're actually making things much better. And when you do make things better, things get better for you, around you, inside of you. It's just an amazing, amazing feeling. So please, don't hesitate to make those connections. And it's just really, really wonderful to do. And it's a wonderful feeling. So I think we're just about to the end of the show. I'm going to stay on till 57. I think I'll leave then. But please, try to understand. Do this energy work. Try to feel everything around you. And don't be quiet with it. Allow it to breathe. Allow it to be part of who you are. I think it's really, really wonderful. So it's been a pleasure being with you. Again, if Sally's listening, or if Chantel's listening, just be yourself. Just really, really be yourself. And that's really a good feeling. And just try to be, just allow yourself to be. Really, really important. You know, I love my brothers. I love everybody around me. And I just want to say thank you so much for allowing me to be on the air. It's been a gracious time. And hopefully I'll be back in 2 weeks and we can do a lot more energy work. Anyhow, it's just wonderful hearing from you. It's wonderful being with you. And you take care of yourself. God bless. And have a wonderful week. And we'll all do this again next week. I think it'll be wonderful. God bless. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.